Is manifestation just a con job on your mind? We're going to figure that out. Welcome to episode one of Daddy Recovery, the podcast. I'm Deandra. Check out daddyrecovery.com to read my diaries, check out my playlists, and see how I'm recovering. Because if there's one truth about me, I never got to be a daddy's girl, but I am trying to be me. And I'm figuring that out. And this episode is dedicated to the first diary I posted, The Manifesting Narcissist. So I always start out by describing a little bit of my dad, and you're going to get to know him more fully as you read on. My dad was a bigamist, a drug addict, a con man. He was also a lawyer. So I always say if he wasn't committing the crime, he was helping you get out of facing jail. He just understood something really key to manifestation that I am trying to remember and believe in, which is it's not enough to wish. You have to act upon. Even the act of wishing is the beginning of this pathway and this kind of universal promise you have made with, well, the universe, that you are going to start to become the very person you are wishing it will grant you to be. And I think one thing that he understood as a con man in terms of that dynamic was there is a level of you have to fake it till you make it. And everybody talks about delusion, like it's this crazy thing that we all have to be. But I think it's much more nuanced. I think in believing that you are who you want to be, you start to restructure and reframe your mind to always look for outlets and strategies to get what you want. And manifestation is kind of like basically saying, I'm going to make the sundae. Just promise me you'll put the cherry. If I become who I want to be in essence, the universe will make sure that materially I become what I want. It's kind of like if I change my spirit, you'll change my environment. You'll change my situations. And you'll notice that it's like you and the universe become in cohorts. And in a way, that's the essence of a con man, to trick everyone into believing that they are something only to reveal that they are not that at all, or to actually become it at the cost of you. And that's something that I really struggle with, in the sense of my father would not have been as materially successful as he is even now had he not been so verbally, emotionally, mentally, and financially abusive to me and my mother. There was 100% an exchange. And it's kind of like he lived so shamelessly by making sure that others were ashamed of everything, from even loving him. Like, when I look back on our dynamics and how much abuse I face, how much degradation, humiliation I face at the hands of somebody that I was by force had to call my dad, I think it's embarrassing and it's shameful and it makes me feel really stupid. And I try to give myself grace because I think I've had a lot of exes and friends and bosses even that I can stem my relationship with them and how I serve them back to my daddy issues and just always being so servile, always giving and entering the room with like, with my heart, my soul, my creativity on a platter and letting them pick away and being like, well, aren't you going to give me anything in return? And that shame wound has manifested into a lot of aspects of my life, but this is about manifestation and how I think being a con man is like, I call it the manifesting narcissist. I think con men, what they get right in making sure everything goes their way, except the day they hit a jail cell, is that they understand life is about what you desire. Or they move according to life, according to desire, not deserve. And that's, I think, the discrepancy and why eventually, like, I had to take my father out in order to even fathom having a life I wanted. He made me feel like I didn't deserve anything. Like, there was just nothing I deserved. I didn't deserve anything from him. I didn't deserve anything from the world. And out of all his children, he treated me like his bastard and like kind of a manifestation of his sins. And I think in his head, if you make your sin hide itself, it's like it never happened. It's kind of like how he approached his own criminal activity. If I erase it, I didn't do it. And you would think somebody who commits so much harm to others is going to have shame. And he really didn't. Like, he never felt bad or never felt bad enough to make up for it, to redeem himself, to become better. And for me, it's like, if you don't become a better person, then you don't become redeemed. And the thing about a manifesting narcissist, and I put that in the blog, and I really hope you read it, and you could actually hear it because I have audiobooks. I'm just an every woman. I really am. The thing about that that always stood out to me was this idea that it's not, lying is just a method to get to your truth. Because the truth is what you want. The truth is your wish. The truth is the reality you desire, not the one you deserve. So in essence, I don't think he was always lying, like a pathological liar, down to like simple stuff. Like, hey, where were you last night? Oh, I was at Red Lobster. Really, he was at home. Like, you could fact check. I'm talking Donald Trump levels of lying. And I think it becomes your personality, because part of why and you're going to see in a future podcast episode, I think I compensate sometimes for how much my father lied by being an oversharer. And the irony is that when you share so much, you begin to get questioned. Like, people want to know more, or you can't be all that. And for him, lying is a true way to get to what you truly want. You lie to the people that you want to trust you. You give the truth to the people you trust. And if you trust no one, then you never give the truth. And I think it's a fascinating perspective, because it's almost necessary in terms of manifesting. You really do, even if the first person you're lying to is to yourself, the first person you're convincing about your lies is yourself, it is necessary. And it's something that I've experienced working in the music industry, somebody who covers artists, but also is one and wants to go for my fame, go for my money, go for my dreams of singing and acting as a livelihood. I have seen it so many times that we judge people for being fake and for kind of hiding their cards, but it's strategic and it is protective, and it allows you as much time to grow personally as it allows you time to grow on a person. And ultimately, what I feel with my father is that he taught me, if you are going for what you want, you cannot think about what you deserve. That is going to block you. You do have to be shameless. Now, whether or not you have to hurt people, obviously, I think when you go for what you want, inevitably you will hurt somebody who's jealous of you, somebody who doesn't want you to have, you know, the grand prize. But the discrepancy and the difference between me and my dad is that he wanted to hurt people. There was a part of him that enjoyed his evil. And that's something that we're going to unpack on future episodes. But ultimately, what he taught me about manifestation that I'm really, really trying to grapple with, especially as, you know, one of the victims of his manifesting ways, is, yeah, it is a little bit of a con. It's a con job you do on yourself and in a way inadvertently do unto others, because you have to believe you are this until you become it. And in believing that, everybody around you, from situations to personalities, will move and shift to help you become it, or fall into the trap of believing that you already are. Whew, what a dense episode, baby. But this is the first podcast. I hope you liked it.